What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let us take a phone call from Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike. I agree with the last caller. I don't have any faith in the system, the electoral system. I don't think the government has any legitimacy. You got Donald Trump in there. I think maybe perhaps he was an anomaly, like you say, with the landslide theory. But he's shown that he's not going to do anything. He can't. I mean, I don't know exactly why, but, you know, they've got him. They've got something on him, or they threaten him or whatever. He puts on a good show, though. I mean, he gives good lip service sometimes and kind of gets your attention. You're like, wow, this guy's got a little bit of fire in him. Maybe he could do something. But, you know, the thing is, I don't see anyone else out there on the horizon. Once they do away with him, there's no one else. But as far as the collapse theory, Soviet-style collapse, I don't have any faith in that either, because I think, generally speaking, the crap rises to the top. I think it's just going to be the same thing. The sheep just being put on by the aggressive people that are willing to do whatever it takes to get to the top. And they're only interested in feathering their own nest and using whatever means necessary.
Well, that's been true throughout history. That's the norm throughout history. But let me draw a parallel between what's going on in this country now and events in ancient Rome. Now, for a good part of its history, ancient Rome was a true republic. Then it fell into the age of the emperors, starting with Marcus Licinius Crassus. But it still continued to work because the people of Rome still believed their government was good and was really working for all of them. Of course, that was not true. Under the emperors, Rome's government became very, very corrupt. But as long as the people believed, the system would continue to work. When the Roman people began to see for themselves just how dysfunctional the government was, with like Nero and Caligula, that's when it began to fall apart, because the Roman people just were less than enthusiastic about working hard to support the empire. And we're going to see that happening here. We're already seeing a problem with our military being less than enthusiastic about, you know, being in combat in all these other foreign countries. And so that's what can bring down an empire. And let's be honest, all empires eventually come crashing down. And we, again, to go back to the parallel with Rome, we may be seeing a repeat of the very slow collapse of the Western Empire after Rome broke in two, and the Western Empire continued its decline into the Dark Ages, and the Eastern Empire, of course, eventually became the Ottoman Empire. But all empires fall, and I'm seeing the signs of a dysfunctional, inoperable government and economy. And what I'm really seeing are politicians and money junkies who seem to be trying to plunder the place, like they know it's all going to come crashing down soon. And the last official act of any government is to loot the nation.
Right. They know. The players that, you know, in Washington, D.C. and all know. They're just paying lip service to us. They're really feathering their own nest so they can be as comfortable as possible after the collapse. But just as a finger in the eye to the establishment and the enemies, I'm going to support, I believe, this guy, Patrick Little, who basically right now what he wants to work on is putting out there that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be white. And just watch the enemy's visceral reaction that, no, it's not okay to be white. And also to see who the leaders of that reaction are, it's organized Jewry that's behind all of this, as far as I'm concerned. They bought off all the churches. I mean, the Jack Van Impeys, all these other guys. I mean, if you turn them on, I used to listen to Jack Van Impey like 20 years ago. I turned him, I flipped through the channel Sunday morning, and he was on there, and the first thing out of his mouth was, you know, all, you know, everybody get down on your knees and praise Israel, blah, blah, blah. And we're getting, he threw his hand up in the air. He looked up with a big smile, knowing smile, like he's smarter than everybody else, and I'm going to be raptured out of here, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is all just nonsense. But, I agree with you too. The American male is not conditioned to stand up to this. They have become effeminate, and that's just the way it is. I say when it comes time, go down with a fight.
Yeah, if it comes to that, I imagine probably most people will go down with a fight. I'm trying to figure out a way to avoid that, but again, I see the signs of impending collapse, whether you're drawing the parallels from ancient Rome or the Soviet Union, or for that matter, any of a dozen other countries that were rich and powerful and then fell apart because of chronic mismanagement inside. Anyway, so Frank, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. And back to the phone system to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, come on. Even Jesus had to pick the whip up once, right?
True. True.
You know?
And there's that there's that other part in the Bible where his name was actually Joshua, not Jesus, where he said, I come not to bring peace but the sword. He was a revolutionary. He really did make a play for the throne of Judea.
Not Roddy Piper, who come to kick butt and chew bubble gum.
I'm all out of gum.
Yeah, I love that movie. Mike, remember, this is going on. I want to repeat this because I said it before. All around, like, the Western world, like, it's the same plan. You know, white people are bad. This is bad. That, you know, it's like it's just orchestrated, you know, with the purpose of, you know, diluting the population's cultures and open borders and all that.
Yep.
And, but, you know, Mike, this is like an organized crime because, you know, the media is all in on it. They're all on the same page because remember when Trump was running, the media in Germany and France and Britain, they're all like Trump's Hitler over here, Trump's Hitler, you know. Even Fox News, remember when Trump was running against the fools on the stage and they're ripping on Trump and Fox News was against Trump, remember? Not everybody, but a lot. I mean, and then they, you know, patted him on the back when he won, and we're all friends now. Kind of like what Trump did to Ted Cruz, you know. But like, it's a mafia, you know. And I hate to say this, but if they bring a knife, you bring a gun. If they send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, you know. That's these. Well, your previous caller said these people are like Maoist. They're not. It's the same type of. It's a cult. It's a cult member. They're like a. You know. I mean. You. That's why you can't talk to these people. They've been conditioned already in schools. Unfortunately, you know. I mean, we all went to school. Most of us, you know.
Yes.
And like you know. You're. But now it's like worse. They're indoctrination camps. I mean.
They really are. I've seen that Common Core curriculum, and that's all it really is. I mean, when I was a kid going to grade school, our education was basically, you know, learning how farms work, how to fix tractors and how to drive them and stuff like that. Basic math, English, and science. Nobody talked to us about gender fluidity. And we all knew that if we walked into the wrong restroom, we'd get a, you know, switch across our back.
And no talk of playing with Play-Doh.
I don't even know if it existed back then. I forget when Play-Doh was invented.
It's you know, Mike, the war has already started. Like when Scalise got shot on the baseball field. I mean, that's the opening salvo. Might be like, you know, not like 50 people getting shot, but that is what these people are capable of. And the people in power and the media... And the university, they don't have to go out themselves, even though some of them do. They send their brainwashed stooges out to do it. And there's no link back to them, you know? Just a crazy man or whatever. And
Got to maintain deniability.
Or they'll blame Trump. you know, I mean, as big as Trump has a big mouth and Twitter and a lot and stuff like that, but they blame him for everything because they, you know, they just don't like him or nationalism or whatever. But, hey, Mike, I just want to say real quick, September 17th was the day there's no more air attacks going into Syria. So it's been a while already. Lieberman's
yep.
gone. He stepped down because Netanyahu having a ceasefire.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's, I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, and, oh, and the stock market was down another 100 or something, right, today? So,
yeah,
all, I mean,
it took another clubbing. It's like 8 days solid of decline. And, no, the Dow ended 205 down. There was an effort to try and shove it back up toward the end of the trading day, but it didn't stick. And a lot of people are saying if this keeps up much longer, there will be a panic. So,
and there's an unstableness going on with Israel now, and then, yeah, Saudi Arabia with their escapade at the consulate. And, I mean, there's really a lot of crap going on. You know, if you really
there
look
really
at it.
There really is. It does feel like the degree of craziness and chaos is tending toward a maximum, no question.
All right, that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Richard in Alabama. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, if you had one more chance to vote for George Wallace, would you?
No.
Well,
I mean, it's kind of a silly question anyway. You know, we go through life, we make the choices that we're going to make, and you can look back and say, I should have done something differently. But it's a pointless exercise, and as I
but you still wouldn't older, vote for him anyway.
I'm saying the question is moot because when as I get older, I'm trying to avoid falling into that trap of looking back over my life and saying, "Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. I could have done this. I could have done that." It really is a moot point.
Well, it just. Yeah, it's a painful question. You're on talk radio, and you know they're looking for excuses to shut down websites and talk show hosts and stuff.
Yep.
And so you have to be very, very careful. So I reckon if there was a remedy for the situation that we're in, and it was a racist, bigoted remedy, you would have to turn it down.
I very much would turn it down because fanning up any more racism or bigotry is only going to make the problem worse because that's what the other side is doing. You know, with all of this, it's bad to be white and white supremacism. And they're using weaponized race. And if we fall into that
understand.
Same trap, that guarantees conflict.
You do understand they outnumber you 5-1, and they have the right to move to this country, but you don't have the right to move to their country.
Well, that's definitely a major, major problem, and that's why I'm waiting for Trump to close these borders. And
I think
it doesn't
it's too
look
late.
Like it's.
It's not going to
well,
happen.
There's a lot of damage has been done in this country, just like there's a lot of damage has been done in Europe. But the migrant horde is just now starting to get to the U.S. southern border, and they're already getting through. They're climbing right over those fences. And so it's another big, epic fail, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think it would be a racist, bigoted thing to deport them. So I don't think we can deport them. Because,
no, it's not a racist,
not racist,
bigoted thing. Well, huh? Illegal isn't a race.
I know it.
That's the
I know
issue.
It.
They're entering the country illegally. They should be deported. It's got nothing
actually,
to do with their race. It's everything to do with their actions.
Everything. Actually, the United Nations has the authority to issue them USA passports and citizenship instantly, and there's nothing that Donald Trump can do to stop it.
No, that is not accurate.
Oh, yes, they're doing it right now.
What they're
filling
out.
The United Nations African Refugee Resettlement Program.
Hang on. What they're doing down here with the migrant horde is they're filling out the paperwork to request asylum. But no, in point of fact, the United States cannot confer citizenship for people into a member state. And I know that's something that a lot of people think the United Nations either can do or ought to be able to do. But what's going on with the migrant horde is they're filling out the paperwork for asylum, and then they're using other existing United Nations obligations to say, well, they've got the paperwork for asylum. You have to take them in and process them. And what Trump is saying is, okay, but we're going to put them all in tent cities. We're not going to release them into the general population while their paperwork is being processed. Now, last week, Donald Trump came on out and basically said that any criminal activity by any of these migrants would immediately void their request for asylum, meaning the instant they set foot over that border onto U.S. soil, all of that asylum paperwork is null and void. Anyway, well, listen.
How about the
Richard,
ones that come in on the airplanes?
If they don't have the proper paperwork, they've got to be sent back. That's just
the
way
it is. The United Nations is bringing them over.
Richard, I think you're letting your imagination get away with you a little bit here. I know there's the refugees who are coming on in, but the United Nations does not have the legal right to take these refugees, dump them in the U.S. and say they're all of a sudden U.S. citizens. It doesn't work that way. So, Richard, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, these elections, they're really bumming me out, you know. Mike,
me too.
You know, you're talking about illegitimacy. At least I hope one thing. I hope maybe our troops around the world and see this and to start asking themselves, why should I? What legitimacy did this government to send me here into such and such place? Let's say in Syria or something. Why? Or even Afghanistan? Why should I risk my life? Why should I help kill other people, fire one shot at my so-called, they're not really enemies, but they're making them out to be enemies when I'm being sent over here by illegitimate government. And I'm hoping people who think about joining the military start thinking about what's going on. And, you know, they still get most of the recruits out of Middle America, you know, the
yes.
more patriotic parts of this country. And when they see, hopefully, what's happening in all over the country now, now these elections are getting overturned, maybe they'll get a little wiser and understand not the country is worth fighting for, but this government is not worth fighting for, especially when it's illegitimate fights on top of it.
Yes.
They need to understand the enemy of this country is not overseas. The enemy of this country is right here. They reside in Washington, D.C. They reside in the corporate boards around the country, in the oil companies, in the big banks,
Wall Street,
in the, Wall Street, all over Wall Street, criminal organizations like Monsanto or whatever they call themselves now, Bayer. These are the all these defense contractors, the cherry. These are the enemies. Start thinking about what's going on. And Lockheed Martin. These are the enemies
yes.
of this country. And they're not overseas; they're right here. And what I'm disgusted about is I think Trump would have every right. What did the gentleman called earlier said about sending U.S. marshals over there? Or was it? It might have even been that lady that I think she's Palestinian originally. Said that he said should send U.S. marshals over there to take custody of these ballots. And I think that's a good idea. You cannot just let these people get away with this. This is outright thievery, and it just takes away all legitimacy from the government.
Well, you know,
government.
One of the big problems that we're dealing with is every time they say that a box of ballots was left in a warehouse or in a rental car or whatever, the chain of custody is already broken, and they
of course,
should not at that point be counted. I mean, that's how weird it is. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to let you go here and take a break for commercials. We got other callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to start here with Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you so much, Michael. Aloha to you, and I appreciate your comments, Omar, but I must take strong exception with one of the word terms you're using to describe what is facing America and terming it a collapse. I think word terms, descriptors, and semantics, the means of words, are very, very critical and important. I think what we're truly seeing in America and have been viewing as firsthand spectators for a number of years is the implosion, the destruction of the republic. They've been sucking the wealth out. We saw Obama delivering pallets of so-called U.S. federal debt notes to some of our adversaries over there, buying bribes or maybe buying a future palace in some place. I'm not sure what he was using the money for, so-called. But the sucking of wealth out of America to basically to destroy it and to invoke the Cloward and Pliven model of pressure from above, pressure from below, to destroy this country is so diabolical and complex that most of the American people, being victims of the so-called free public education system, although I think free is more expensive than most of us comprehend, is a very devious and evil plot. What do you think?
Boy, that's a lot to be looking at. I think we know that we are heading into a period of economic turmoil, and there are different groups of players who are actively working to try and turn it to their personal advantage. And it's kind of like when a pack of wolves brings down an antelope, the wolves start trying to grab the biggest piece for themselves. And I think that's what's going to be happening within our economic system. As it becomes more and more obvious, it can't continue. It's just going to be grabbing, you know, every man for themselves, grab the silverware and head for the lifeboats.
Well, I don't strongly dispute that descriptor. I think you're exactly right. The pack of wolves are obviously the Soros-funded so-called migrants, which are really an invasion force of terrorists and other mercenaries being deployed to America and ferried by Soros-funded junkets. I think more accurately termed a terror van than a caravan. And so these things are so diabolical, very few humans have the ability to observe what's termed asymmetrical or amorphic war, which really is shapeless and formless in a different form. Yep. Like you say, economic is but one phase of it. There are many different aspects of their form of war that are being deployed against America, not to overlook the PSYOPs mind control, the mind fornication of public relations, which is formerly known as propaganda until Edwin Bernays and Gordon Wasson changed the meaning of the word or put a new word to use it. That's why I say words are important. But thank you so very, very much for letting me chime in today and carry on and keep doing the great show.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. And I think what we need to realize is what George Soros is doing, has done to Europe, is doing to the United States, is basically weaponizing migration. Because what is the purpose of a war between two countries? Well, it's where this one country wants to go into the second country and replace its society and replace its population through force of arms. Well, take out the force of arms and instead play to people's sympathies and say, oh, these migrants here, they're fleeing squalor and they're fleeing terror in their own country. And you have the barbarians at the gates. And the people inside the gates are opening the gates up. And that's kind of what's going on here right now. Okay. Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'll tell you, it's nice to hear other people out there who are familiar with the Cloward and Piven strategy. It just warms the cockles of my heart to know that I'm not the only one that remembers these things. But I wanted to talk about what's going on here in Georgia. And I know a lot of people just seem to be, like, really not paying much attention to Georgia. But I don't think they see they're really grasping exactly what's going on here. Earlier today, we had her name is Nikki. I can't even talk today. Nikema Williams. Now, okay. She is one of the state legislators here in Georgia, and she was arrested yesterday, and she's trying to play the race card with why she got arrested. She's trying to claim that she was standing peacefully with her constituents when she was singled out because she's a black woman and arrested. Well, here's the thing. They had been called in for a special sessions at the Georgia State Capitol.
Okay, I need to put you on hold here. I need to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Art off the grid. We're talking about what's going on down in Georgia. And I'm looking at this article about Nikeem Williams. And apparently the ruckus was all about that protesters filled the state capitol to demand ballots be recounted from last week's election, including the race for governor. Now, you get a recount if the gap between the two is sufficiently narrow. That didn't happen in this case. And you actually have Hillary Clinton came on out and said that Democrat Stacey Abrams would be governor-elect of Georgia today if the state had a fair election. Now, setting aside the fact that Hillary is projecting again, I think she wants to be very careful about throwing around the idea that the elections are not fair, because that's going to get more and more people saying, let's find out. And that's exactly what the establishment does not want. So, well, here's the thing.
Yeah. There's an argument going on here in Georgia right now that members of the state Senate and whatever cannot be arrested when the Senate is in session. But here's what they're not getting. When they say this, they're talking about when you are doing the work of the people. Now, doing the work of the people does not mean engaging in protest. And when the order was given, this took place on the second floor rotunda of the Capitol building. I'm sorry, that is not the Senate floor. That is not the floor of the legislature. That is an open area where people are passing through all hours of the day. And it is against Georgia state law to occupy this space with any form of disruptive protest. Now, keeping that in mind, let's hear exactly what the Department of Public Safety said was the reason for the arrest. Demonstrators were charged with misdemeanor under the law, which makes it illegal to disrupt meetings of the state legislature with loud, threatening, or abusive language. There was order given to clear the rotunda. Orders were refused, yelling and screaming ended in the in well over a dozen people being arrested, and she was one of them. What I find interesting is we also have this clown by the name of David Dreyer, who is a Democrat out of Atlanta, trying to throw it up because he's white. He went down to try to help with what was happening. Well, wait a minute. If it was a peaceful protest, what was all the chaos about? And he's trying to claim that she was treated differently than he was simply because he's white. Well, wait a minute. What about the seven white people that were arrested? I'm sorry, this is simply a case of the Democrats are pissed because they lost, and Brian Kemp has 1.3% margin, voting margin, over what's going on. Hey, dude, appreciate it. So anyway, thanks, Mike, appreciate it, and we'll talk at you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over. We're going to take two more phone calls, then I'm going to close the lines because I got a lot of stories to cover here. Let's go to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Mike. Listen, I was going to make a comment because you keep bringing this up about Soviet Union style collapse of the United States. First of all, I need to correct you here. I'm sorry. I mean, no offense, but first of all, Soviet Union did not collapse. It was Mikhail Gorbachev which dismantled the Politburo of USSR. Okay, and this was done with the aid of the CIA and George Soros. Okay, he dissolved alone the Politburo of Russia, of Soviet Union. Okay, so there is no such thing as Soviet Union-style collapse, and it will never come to pass.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. Let's back up here a little bit. At the point where Gorbachev dissolved the Politburo and dissolved the USSR, the government was in serious trouble. Because the Soviet population had come to understand all the times they'd been lied to, all the times they'd been abused. Their real history had been revealed to them through the Samizdat. And Gorbachev wanted the collapse to be peaceful and orderly, which is why they went through that. If the Soviet Union, if the Politburo had still had the support and faith of the Soviet citizenry, there would have been no reason to take it apart.
Yeah, well, I see your point. I see what you're saying. But the thing is that Mikhail Gorbachev still has an office in that big building in San Francisco called Trans-America Building. Okay, he still has that office today as we speak. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy was a globalist. Mikhail Gorbachev, he was a globalist. He went along with George Soros and the CIA and the deep state, okay, whatever they call the deep state today, okay, so what happened And in Romania, we keep mentioning Romania. What happened in Romania, and I happen to be married, well, I'm divorced now, but I was married to a Romanian woman. And this is not what happened, what you're telling people. What happened is they executed Ceausescu because
yes.
he had inside information who brought him down. And that was the CIA. They organized that meeting. There was a meeting originally staged for his appearance in the balcony there at the Communist Central Party headquarters. And suddenly there were agents, provocateurs, and they started that melee there. Okay, this is what happened. Then the guy got into a helicopter and tried to escape to go to Iran. Okay, so they got him on the way. And, they, you know, the rest of the story, right? He was executed in front of television cameras. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but my second point is I want people to watch this video, which is still on YouTube. It's being made by Edward Griffin, and it's an interview with Norman Dodd. And Norman Dodd will explain to the people how the education system was hijacked by the Carnegie Foundation and turn into
yes.
a communist front. I urge people to look. It's still there on YouTube. I downloaded it. If people don't find it, I can put it back on YouTube. Okay, so Norman Dodd explained that he appointed a woman to check into Carnegie Foundation's dealings. And when she got back 6 months later, she had completely lost her mind. Literally, she went insane what she found out, what Carnegie Foundation was all about. And another point I want to make, okay, is that the Democratic Party, as it is today, as it exists today, it's a criminal faction, okay? It's
yes.
no longer the Democratic Party of Jimmy Carter. It's no longer the Democratic Party of JFK. It is a criminal faction. It's a communist organization of Stalinist persuasion. Okay, imagine if these people get into power, you people will be toast, including you, Mike Rivero. Okay,
yeah, I've had that warning many times.
I'm sorry,
I said I've had that warning many times.
Well, wait, no, you take it from me because I'm listen, I lived in Eastern Europe for many years. I know the Stasi, I know Angela Merkel. Was a Stasi member, a high-ranking official in the Stasi, okay? How she managed to become the Chancellor of Germany is beyond me. Nobody would elect a scumbag like her. But apparently, vote fraud is not confined to the United States. It's going all over Europe. Another thing I was going to say, to keep you updated with the situation in Brazil, okay, Bolsonaro. Okay, his name is Jair Bolsonaro, the correct pronunciation, Jair Bolsonaro. Okay, the guy, January 1st, he's going to be the next president of Brazil, and I'm very happy that, I couldn't vote because I'm not a citizen of Brazil. I'm an American citizen. But my wife voted for him, and the first thing he's going to do is dismantle all gun control laws presently in effect in Brazil. Because there were so many, last year alone, Mike, there were 60,000 people murdered by firearms, which, according to their laws, should not exist, okay?
Yes.
I see roving bands of criminals with AK-47s and M-16s in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, okay? Where the hell did these people get the guns? That's what I want to know, because possessing a firearm, as small as a 380, PPK 380, you have to go to the federal police, you have to apply for permits, and you have to undergo psychological evaluation. You know the drill, right? Where
yes.
did these guys get these AK-47s? They're murdering people, kids, in their cribs. This is a joke. And I hear these leftists, this cunning. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, more than likely, the AK-47s and AR-15s, or if they are real M-16s, are probably coming down from the drug trade. Remember Fast and Furious?
No, what they do, Mike, what they do, they go to Paraguay. In Paraguay, they have no gun controls. They have no gun control laws in Paraguay. So that's where I got my gun from. Okay, I have a 40 caliber Glock. I bought in Paraguay for $200. Brand new, in the box. And people go there and they buy the gun. Well, I'm a good guy. I'm not going to go rob, stick up a store or something like that. But there are people who buy the guns there. They come back to Brazil and they start assaulting people on the street, put their guns in. I've seen this live on television. I mean, I was horrified. And I told my wife, I said, there's no way in hell I'm going to walk down the street with all my gun on me, all right? So all this gun control doesn't work. I want people to understand this. Gun control only works disarming the law-abiding citizens. It does not disarm the real people for which they were intended to disarm. This is what people don't understand. And by golly, I hope Hillary Clinton is not going to run in 2020. I'm going to go to church. I haven't been to church in a long time. I tell you what, I'm going to go for this one.
Okay. Well, and it's not just Hillary. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is already out there saying that the Democrats are going to push for complete gun confiscation in this country. I want to step back here for a second with the way you were talking about how Romania came down. I think you have a drastically oversimplified picture of what was going on, because even the CIA cannot go into a country where the population is happy with the leadership and bring down the leadership. That's why in all of these foreign interventions since the end of World War II, they've only succeeded about half the time. And so Romania was easy to bring down because the Romanian people were very unhappy with Ceausescu and his government. And there had been a sporting event that basically devolved into a spontaneous political rally, and it was over in just 2 weeks.
Actually, Mike, I tell you something you probably don't know. The real revolution in Romania started in the city of Timișoara, okay, which is like, I would say, maybe 350 miles away from Bucharest, okay, from the capital city. And that's when he started. And you know how he started? They arrested the pastor. His name escapes me. I can't think of his name right now. But he was a pastor, a Hungarian pastor, because Transylvania, where this city is located, is mostly Hungarian and Germans, okay? So what happened was they arrested the guy, and that's when it started, and it spread all over the country. And, of course, the people in Bucharest, in the capital city, they got the input from these people, and they went on bringing down the tyrant, because he was indeed a tyrant. I can't think of maybe not of the size of Pol Pot, or Mao Zedong, but he was a tyrant, okay?
So, I know one of the things he was doing is he had TV cameras on every streetlight watching the population. Gee, why does that sound familiar? Anyway, Mike, I got to let you go, and we're going to take one more phone call from Fred. Bye-bye. We're going to take one more phone call from Fred in Iowa, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I am way, way behind on the talking points today. So, Fred, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I sure come in at a good time. When church and state unite, then the end will come. Just as it was in Rome from 538 A.D. until 1798 A.D., 1260 days, a year for a day, 1260 years, the church used the power of the state to kill Christians. Only this time, it's going to be a lot shorter. And I know you're going to be busy, so.
Okay. All right. Well, Fred, thank you very much. And we're going to let you go. And we're going to close the phone lines for a while. May reopen them a little later in hour three if I can get through some of this stuff. So here we are. And again, getting back to Broward County, there is this Government Accountability Institute research director, Eric Eggers. And he basically was being interviewed on Sirius XM Patriots Breitbart News, basically saying that Brenda Snipes had, quote-unquote, found ballots following an election in 2012. And the election didn't go the way the Democrats wanted. And so all of a sudden, oh, we found these ballots. Now, from where I'm sitting, these are, you've lost the chain of custody. You don't know that these are original ballots. That's a big problem with having people fill out ballots in one place and then trucking someplace else for the counting, as opposed to just counting them right there where the ballots are cast. But apparently, Brenda Snipes has been accused of illegally opening ballots, and the Florida GOP sued her for this. And when they brought her into court, they said, hey, your office is opening ballots outside the presence of the canvassing board. What is your explanation? And Brenda Snipes apparently argued she thought it was okay because her office didn't understand the meaning of the word canvassing. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more news.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are closed. Getting on back to the circus involving Broward County. Now, Snipes apologists are out there saying they want proof. Where's your proof of fraudulent intent? Yes, it was okay for us to basically slam Brett Kavanaugh on accusations alone, but this is different. This, you know, we demand proof here. And Bev Harris over at Black Box Voting came on out and said, yeah, there's been evidence of intent to defraud by Brenda Snipes. Now, back in 2016, Tim Canova ran for U.S. representative in the Democratic primary against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And after the election, he asked to examine the ballots under Florida's Sunshine Law. Now, in the U.S., the law requires federal ballots to be kept in storage for 22 months, the actual paper ballots. And the Florida Sunshine Law requires that ballots are to be produced for inspection at the request of any person without question. So when Canova went on over and asked to examine the ballots under the Sunshine Law, Broward County did not allow him to see the ballots. They stalled month after month after month until he had to take them to court. Now, that's a violation of the law. What happened to Canova was obstruction. And when Canova won his lawsuit to see the ballots, Broward County destroyed them. That's ballot tampering. And also, don't forget the story that we had that was breaking when we started the program. Federal investigators have found suspiciously altered documents in Broward, what are called cure affidavits, that were supposed to be submitted before the day of the election. These appear to have been supplied after the election was over. Over in Georgia, there was this big stink where Judge Lee Martin May basically ruled for Georgia Democrats that ballots that did not have birth dates on the voter registration or who had obviously erroneous dates like the current date, those ballots would be counted. Now, the judge said, yeah, we're going to do this, but there's a problem. How do you know if the person is old enough to vote? There is an age restriction. So it was actually a very inappropriate interpretation of the law. As it turns out, Judge Lee Martin May is a Democratic supporter. She gave $1,250 to Representative Sanford Bishop during his 2012 campaign. So it's all corrupt here. So basically what we have over there in Georgia is two radical Obama-appointed judges rule in favor of Stacey Abrams in her attempt to steal the election. And apparently U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg ruled late Monday that Georgia must not certify the election results before Friday at 5 p.m., which falls before the November 20th deadline set by state law. Florida all over again. We'll be right back after station identification.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.